Can you hear me? There we are. Next, we're going to have from Orlando, Hula Halau, Oke Iwa, led by Kavehi Punahele, who's a Florida Folk Heritage Award winner and a very dedicated kumahula. And he's going to be talking about the interpretation of the dances. But I believe that the hula, of course, it goes back many, many years, and it's based on chant, and there'll be a lot of chant associated with this dance today. So I'll turn it over to Kavehi Punahele.
Aloha mai. Welcome, everyone. My name is Kavehi Punahele. Our form of dance today is hula. Hula can trace its roots back to over 1600s. It was originally used in the temples, and men were the first dancers because the temples back then were kept by the men. So the hula evolved from being sacred to what you know of it today, being used for entertainment. But my school, I teach a school, a hula school or a hula halau, and here it's not primarily for entertainment, it is for education. Our culture, Hawaiian culture, dates back several hundred years. So I take a little bit of our Hawaiian knowledge and bring it up here to the people. And we hope that you all will enjoy. The first song we have for you is called Hali'ilua. Hali'ilua talks about the island of Hawaii, the big island. It is there in a secret place where one could find a favorite watering hole or swimming area. And in order to reach that area, these people had to climb down through crooks and crannies to get down to this favorite spot where sand was everywhere instead of rocks, where the fish swam and they could fish. So it is very, very secretive and very, very exciting to go to. This is done in a hula awana style where it's very, very fast. And it's modern, where this morning we did hula kahiko or ancient hulas. So we hope you'll enjoy. Each verse is done twice. I will tell you the meaning of the word for the first verse, and then they'll dance it again for the second time. And one thing to remember about hula is an expression of words put into motion. Without the words, it is not hula. Okay, so that's the big difference. Where you see people getting up to just the beating of a drum and their hands are moving, that is not true hula. Hula is to take a word that's spoken and translate it and have the ability to take you there where you may not have ever been. So please allow us to do this few couple of hulas for you. First one is called Hali'ilua. Aloha kahi waila. So happy are we to find this place, so calm and beautiful. This place which is our secret place. Kapu Kapu translates me to be very, very private. So this place where we find is very, very secretive. Very hard to find. However, the rewards are great. Haina. And so this is the telling of my story. Like a lay, so beloved to me, is this place where I wish to take care of my loved one and cherish forevermore. There's one thing about hula. Hula, anyone can dance it, from the youngest to the oldest. And it's not all about looking beautiful, looking slim, long dark hair. We have many, many different peoples of many, many different sizes. I'm a prime example. But it's the condition of your heart. That is the true spirit of a hula dancer. It's not how good you look or how awesome you look in this hula dance. It's how you move from your heart to your body, through your eyes to your audience. How you communicate. That is the true essence of hula. It's not how excellent your execution of your hand motions is or where how your lay upon your body looks. It's everything. One of the concepts that I have in my halau is both body, mind, and spirit. Body, being able to use your body to do strange things that it's not used to doing. Mind, I ask my students to research the music that they're about to do. Many times I would give them the words, the Hawaiian words, and it is their responsibility to find the translations. Lastly, spirit. Spirit is the ability to take someone who's never been there before and magically take them to a place, even if it's for 1, 2, 3 minutes, to a place where there is no everyday hectic lives. That's the sign of a true hula dancer. So with that in mind, we have this song called Road That Never Ends. It is in English. It was composed up here as a proposal song. So when we found it being performed by one of our Hawaiian musicians, we took to it very, very dearly. Because number one, it speaks to each and everyone's hearts. Number two, it's in English, it could be understood. And lastly, we hope you will enjoy this.
In this holy place together, bearing witness as the two of you become man and wife on this day. As you join in heart and spirit, you begin another chapter in the book of life. Love is a circle that surrounds you. You can find it on the faces of your family and friends. Love, let it wrap its arms around you and guide you on your journey down the road that never ends. There's is a song in your heart. You can hear it if you listen, as it whispers through the branches high above the family tree. And as time plays its melody upon you, you can rest assured in knowing that you're right where you should be. Love is a circle that's around you. You can find it on the faces of your family and friends. Love, let it wrap its arms around you and guide you on your journey down the road that never ends. Love is a circle that surrounds you. You can find it on the faces of your family and friends. Love, let it wrap its arms around you and guide you on your journey down the road that never ends. The
next song we have for you is called Tata Harappa, or Himene Tata Harappa. This song was taken from the islands of Tahiti. It is said that the Hawaiian peoples once came from the islands of Tahiti and the Marquesan Islands. With that in mind, what we've done is we've taken a Tahitian song and we put Hawaiian motions to it. So with that, we have our gracious ladies with their papale, which is hats. In Tahiti, when the ladies would go to church, they would wear their papales on their head, shell leis to adorn their bodies, and they would wear their best mu'umu'us or holo mu'us as they go to church. So with that in mind, we thought that would be a very nice thing to do too, to show how our Polynesian brothers and sisters live. So, Himene Tata Harappa, this song talks about getting right with God. And most people in Tahiti especially, they're always singing with joy and love. Here, this song talks about turning away from sin and knowing that one day our time will come where we will meet him face to face. So be ready. So with this hula, enjoy. Let us not forget the Father above, for it is he who will guide us on our journey. So here we say, repent or turn away, for the pleasures of this world is temporal. However, we must never forget that one day there will be a time where we will welcome him to this world. So from the islands of Tahiti, we take you over to Oahu, to the place called Waikiki. Waikiki translates to the jumping waters, where once springs once populated the area, and now sand has covered it all up, and we have a nice beach. So Waikiki, Makaukau. Here it says, how beautiful is this place called Waikiki, and the place called Diamond Head. Aloha. Aloha means, here is our favorite place called Waikiki. Kanehe Kekai is how the waters communicate with the sand, rubbing it gently. As the winds blow from the top down to the bottom, it sometimes bring up the scent of the seaweed called limu lipua. Huliaku means please turn around, and when you do, you can see Diamond Head. From the top, you can see the beauty of this place called Honolulu. Kaulana means famous. Famous is this place to all of our visitors, they who travel from around the world. Haina, so this is the telling of my story for my favorite place called Waikiki. The next song we have for you is called Kauanoi Anuhea, and it roughly translates into the rains or the mists that fall. Here are two Opiopia, which is our young people. They have chosen this hula to present to you. It tells of like the mist that falls in the mountains. Sometimes you cannot quite grasp it. So this is a song for the love that sometimes cannot be, or just barely out of our reach. So enjoy. Thank you. El Heavale Anoe, where are you? The mist of the rains. As I turn and try to find you, I cannot. Ayapaha, and so there you are, high in the mountains, the place called Mauna Leo. In the lush green valleys, I find you on the top ridges. Here in the valleys, from one mountain to the other, my love calls. So it beckons and travels from generation to generation, unending. So there you are, my beloved, as the mist and the rains fall. In the lush valleys you are found, from the mountaintops to mountaintop. The last song we have for you is called The Prayer. It was sung by Celine Dion and I believe Andrea Bocelli. He sang it in Italian. So what we were very, very happy to find was a rendition done in Hawaiian. So we hope you enjoy this hula. It is done with our love to you, and it's also done in English as well as Hawaiian. I hope you understand.
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are able to take one small part of our aloha with you. And always remember, it's from your body, from your mind, and your spirit. Aloha.